The cold, dreary morning fit the mood of the day so perfectly. I strayed away from the warmth and comfort of my bed and prepared myself for what would be my first funeral. This person wasn't close to me, but he had some familial connection to us. He was my great uncle. Because our family ties were so distant, we never talked. We never made eye contact or sat at the same table together. We were never even in the same room together. Let me tell you about the man. He was short, barrel-bodied, rugged, quiet individual. Yet his death marked a day of sadness for all of us, as anyone's death would. It would be a 100-mile drive to attend the funeral. To pass time and avoid the depressing subject as best we could, we would talk about our daily agendas or tease each other for entertainment. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. When we arrived, I was told it would be an open casket funeral. When I walked into the room in which the body had lied in, my heart nearly stopped, not out of some strong emotional sadness, but because of sheer terror, being that this is the first time I ever saw a dead body. The mortician had failed to obscure the lifelessness of the body. His skin was sickly pale white. You could see large depressions around his body near the chest, shoulders, hands, and thighs. I couldn't be fooled. Even if I found him in his own bed sleeping, I would be convinced by his complexion that he had hit death's doorstep. Death appeared to me as a homicide in itself. It stole his identity, and in return he was given the appearance of a rotting corpse. Even the mourners around me couldn't bear to look at him. When they approached the body, they kept their heads down. Tears streamed down their faces as they tried to control themselves. It was amazing how the appearance of death could change my perception of life. We could be alive one moment, and then we could simply shut down, stop functioning. And this frightening image would be the last our loved ones would see of us. This made me reflect on my life, of course. Am I satisfied with what I've accomplished so far? How can I do better? As those thoughts generated through my head, I started to slip into insanity. This experience was troubling as I tried desperately to cope with the idea of life and death. In the midst of it all, a preacher steps up to the podium to get our attention. First, we all started to reflect on my great uncle's life. As insulting as it seems, my eyes were half shut. I was attentive because I wanted to hear the sermon. The body of death is the one at peace and relieved of the world, yet we are the unfortunate ones being stuck in the threshold of the world's madness. It's a challenge every day to make those 24 hours worthwhile. Meanwhile, the body in the casket rests easy, with no priorities, no worries, no obstacles. This is what went on while the preacher rambled on about one man's life, a man who I hardly knew. I was at peace before the preacher made a sermon. I knew what I needed to hear, but I didn't need him. I think about life and death now very often. I don't just want to pull through and get it over with. I want to cherish every moment like it's my last, because while we appear alive now, we'll eventually succumb to the body of death.